Hey guys, you don't sell anything on here, so the only thing I ask is that you help spread the word on this podcast so we can help more entrepreneurs make more money, have more time, and create the freedom they want in their lives. But the only way we can do that is if you rate, review, and share this thing. My single ask for you is to leave a review. It'll take about 20 seconds, and it would mean the world to me. And most importantly, it may help another entrepreneur. You don't build emotional intelligence. You reveal emotional intelligence. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe. So what the heck is emotional intelligence? Is it a buzzword? Is it a real thing? My definition of emotional intelligence is your ability to act despite your feelings. So why is this important? Why is this valuable? Anytime that you experience a feeling, does that give you the permission, or does it give you the right that you have to act on that feeling? If you feel scared, do you have to act scared? If you feel mad, do you have to act mad? If you have to feel anxious, do you act anxious? And so, how to build emotional intelligence? You don't. Like, you have a skill set inside of you right now, and building emotional intelligence / revealing emotional intelligence is like any skill set. It's about practice. And so when you are faced with these feelings of that you're trying to potentially avoid, right? Let's say fear is a big one. Understand that you will never, ever, ever avoid the feeling of fear. No matter how successful you get, no matter how happy you get, fear is a human emotion. And unless you lock yourself in a room and have zero outside stimulus, you will feel fear, right? And even if you do that, after a long time, you're like, you might feel afraid. So how do you reveal the skill set of emotional intelligence? Is you practice it. Is you put yourself in situations to experience fear. And you practice acting despite your fears. Man, I really don't want to have this conversation. Practicing emotional intelligence would be having the conversation anyway. Man, I really just want to stay at home and chill, and I don't want to put myself in a situation tonight where I could potentially be rejected. Go put yourself in a situation to be rejected. And even look forward to being rejected and experiencing and sitting with it, right? And then reconciling, being like, what actually happened? Like, what is truly the fear that I wanted? Was it, like, is there an actual cost that comes with rejection? Think about that. Like, is there a physical pain? Like, are you actually going to die? Right? Or is it all just in here? Right? And so the best way to reveal your emotional intelligence is to practice it over and over and over again. It's putting yourself in situations. And now, as a side benefit of that, I was like, I don't recommend just putting yourself in harm situations without any sort of shred a possibility of a positive outcome. And so my recommendation is that you put yourself in situations that there is a really good chance that you have a positive outcome. And if you do not get the positive outcome you're looking for, now you have the opportunity to practice revealing this emotional intelligence inside of you. Man, I really want to make this sale today. Didn't make the sale. Okay. So now you get to practice emotional intelligence. I really want to make the sale today. And I made the sale. Congratulations, you got the outcome you're looking for, right? Either way becomes a win. And so now, every time you get on a phone call, it's a win either way. And when you're able to sell yourself on that, how often do you want to get on phone calls? Heck yeah, I'm winning all day long. I'm either getting a sale, getting money, helping grow my business, or I'm getting the opportunity to experience the opportunity to reveal my emotional intelligence. Right? I get to sit with it. I get to practice it. And all of a sudden you get so numb to fear because you've experienced it so much and you've practiced and you programmed yourself that you have a feeling and you take an action. And all of a sudden that becomes habitual. You're like, wow, like I can actually take rejection and it doesn't bother me anymore. That's because it was practice. You've experienced it so much that you've numbed down the new feeling of fear, and now you've had something that you practice so much that it becomes habitual. Okay? So that's all emotional intelligence is putting yourself in a situation, experiencing the emotion, and acting despite the emotion. So if you got any value from that, let me know.